Hi, this is Colin Thompson. I read a little leaflet I did called Calling Out on the Name of Jesus. I was led to write this because the early disciples of Jesus were known as those who called upon the name of the Lord. Saul of Tarsus went around arresting those who called on the name of the Lord. So obviously it was very significant in the lives of those first disciples. And it can be for us too. Calling Out on the Name of Jesus by Colin Thompson. It may be obvious, but to worship God, we must call out on his name. To ask for God's help, you must call out on his name. To give God the praise due to his name, we must use his name. Psalm 20, verse 1. The Lord heed you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you, send you help from the sanctuary, and aid you from Zion. Remember all your sacrifice, and enrich your whole burnt offering. Grant you according to your heart, and fulfill all your desire. We will exult in your salvation, and in the name of our God shall we be magnified. The Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord has saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven. The salvation of his right hand is mighty. Some look to chariots, some to horses. But we will call upon the name of the Lord our God. They are overthrown and fallen, but we are raised up and have been set upright. O Lord, save the King, and hear us in whatever day we will call upon you. Psalm 54, 1. Save me, O God, by your name, and judge me by your strength. Psalm 79, 9. Help us, O God of our salvation, Yeshua, Jesus, for the glory of your name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins, for your name's sake. Psalm 99:6. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he heard them. Psalm 106:8. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Psalm 18:10. The name of the Lord is of great strength. The righteous run to it and are saved. Isaiah 52:6. Therefore shall my people know my name in that day, for I am he that speaks, I am present. Joel 2:32. And it shall come to pass, whosoever shall call out on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Zechariah 14:9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, you shall call his name Jesus, which is Yeshua. Yah, the Lord, is salvation, Yeshua. For he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 12:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment to victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. John 1:12. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that trust in his name, Jesus. John 2:23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast many believed on his name, Yeshua, which equals Jesus, which is God the Savior, when they saw the miracles which he did. John 3:17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but that he that believes not is already condemned, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 14:13. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is Jesus speaking. John 20:30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, washing away of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 3:13. The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his Son Jesus, whom you delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him, Jesus, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts 4:7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 8:12. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:16. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, the Holy Spirit, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 9:14. And here he has authority from the chief priests, talking about Saul of Tarsus, to bind all that call upon your name, talking about the Lord Jesus. Acts 10:43. To him, Jesus, give all the prophets witness, that through his name, Jesus, whosoever believes in him shall receive a remission of sins. Acts 10:48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 22:16. Ananias talking to Saul of Tarsus, who's being told what he must do by the Lord Jesus. And now why do you tarry? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:2. To the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy ones, with all that in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Philippians 2:7. But he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, those in heaven, and those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess, speak out, that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. 1 John 3:23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. When a child calls out to his mother because he's bored or wants something he knows he shouldn't have, the mother may well not respond in any sort of urgent manner. However, if the child is in danger, or extremely hungry or unwell, the child will call out to his mother with urgency, and the mother will respond quickly. To invoke or call upon the name of the Lord Jesus is to shout out aloud to him in his name, expecting an answer. It's not casual or experimental. You don't call out for help to someone unless you believe that he exists and wants to help you. 1 Kings 18:24. And call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Here Elijah built an altar, put on wood in a calf, then poured water all over it. He challenged the priests of Baal to call on the name of their god Baal, and he would call on the name of the Lord, so that fire would come down from heaven. While the priests of Baal were completely wrong in putting their faith in a non-existent Baal, they were totally sincere in the way they called out to him, calling out on his name. If we will call out on the name of the Lord, which is Jesus, Yeshua, God the Savior, expecting Jesus to answer, he will save us. He will answer with fire. It is Jesus who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and fire. Thank you.